ChicagoBears.com presents Roundtable.
Offensively, Geno Smith, young quarterback. So young quarterback, you know, that's a crapshoot. You don't know what you're going to get week to week. What do you think?
You know, you still have to attack the quarterback position. And I think if you can do it in the way that they did it this past week with Jared Allen getting upfield, Willie Young, Lamar Houston, all those guys putting constant pressure on a young quarterback, that's when you challenge his athleticism, his conditioning. What assets does he have to get himself out of harm's way? I don't think anybody expected the Bears' defensive line to chase Colin Kaepernick as effectively as they did. That's what they have to do. You know, EJ Manuel a couple weeks ago, you know, he did some really good things against the Bears. And I think there's similarities between these two quarterbacks and their size, athleticism, ability to see over the line of scrimmage. So Jared, Willie, Lamar, Jeremiah, Will Sutton, Ego Ferguson, you need that whole group to keep that effort.
I was really impressed with the tackling. And I listened to your show last night. I know it's not your show.
Well, tell everybody what show that is.
That
would be the Bears coaching show.
Yes,
heard
it
6:30, 7:30. Every Monday night, and next week it'll be Tuesday because of the Monday night game with featuring Mark Trestman and the coaching staff.
Eagerly anticipating that show yesterday, and when I listened to it, I heard Mark Trestman tell you, best tackling job in terms of the physicality since he's been here as a coach, and I completely agree. I thought the defense really stepped up. I think they heard a lot of the criticism.
Forget about the criticism. They had to, as we mentioned many times, you had to match and at times surpass the physicality of that team. And they really did. They dialed it up.
Yeah, and kind of, it was funny, going in, didn't you have the sense that the 49ers were seen as the tough guys? You know, going back, if you reverse to one time.
Oh, yeah.
Back then, it was Bill Walsh and the cerebral of this and that and the white wine and quiche set. And the Bears were the Grabowskis. Going into this game, the image was reversed. And I thought the Bears, they played physical, I mean, some of the play, up and down, the tackling, everything.
Teams gain a reputation of what their head coach is perceived as, and you get Jim Harbaugh with his gruff-looking style, tough guy, and then Mark is an intellect. He understands what offenses are supposed to do and how to get the best out of his weapons. So it is almost the new modern with some of the old-school style of Harbaugh.
So how would we describe Rex Ryan's New York Jets team if you're taking the philosophy and the style and the image of a head coach?
Well, the funny part to me, Rex is obviously the son of Buddy, and Buddy's philosophy, and it started with the Jets, was because he noticed how much care Weeb Eubank put on taking care of, I know I'm dating myself here, but you know how much obsessed with protecting the quarterback Weeb was. Buddy's reasoning was, well, if it's that important to the offensive guy, then I need whatever you, if you keep five, I'm sending six. If you keep six, I'm sending seven. And that seems to be part of how Rex coaches. And maybe you're going to start to see more of that even out of the Bears.
I think that's an easier philosophy to have going into the game in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. But now in this modern day of football, if you think that you have the luxury of sending seven against six, then be ready to get beat 35-28, 35, you know, those types of scores.
Well, what does that say, by the way, just on a bigger picture, what does that say about the development of young quarterbacks? Because once upon a time, you could rattle them. Now you're seeing the Andrew Lux coming in, putting up 11-win seasons right off the bat. You're seeing a lot of young quarterbacks, even RG3 before the injury, a terrific rookie season. Ironically, as the defenses have gotten more complex, quarterbacks have been able to play sooner. Where, you know, once upon a time, those guys were expected to sit for 3 years.
Still, though, you play, and Luck is a rare exception because everyone knew he had a rare talent when he came in here and a rare mentality of the game. Be prepared for the roller coaster ride, though. There's going to be some moments in the game or some weeks that they're great.
But is he the exception? You got Kaepernick, Russell Wilson, Luck.
Right, they're writing in San Francisco this week, though, how poorly they felt Colin Kaepernick was in terms of decision-making and holding out of the ball. So I think you're going to have that roller coaster ride. I think that's always going to be the case for a young quarterback, again, with rare exception.
Right. If you go back to Steve Young's career, if he had to play from the very beginning of his career, he might have never made it in the NFL because he wasn't very good in the USFL, and he was even worse with Tampa. And then he had the luxury of sitting by Bill Walsh by watching
Joe Montana.
And just absorbed all that and became a better quarterback of it. The expectations of RG3 and the expectations of these quarterbacks to don't have those down moments, you're expecting too much out of them. That's why the expectations for a guy like Andrew Luck is so high, because he is so intelligent behind center.
Right. Aaron Rodgers is a perfect example of that, for a guy that sat and then really learned the game, and then look at what he's doing now.
All right, well, this is not a half-hour show, Moon, so we're going to have to cut you off. We're wrapping up this week's Bears Roundtable. Thank you so much for joining us. John Moon Mullen, Larry Mayer, Tom Thayer, thanks for watching us.
Jeff Joniak.
On ChicagoBears.com. ChicagoBears.com presents Roundtable.